Wow. William Shatner's house is huge.
Yes?
Yeah, hi, I'm David M. Green. I'm here to see William Shatner. He agreed to an interview for Radio Adelaide. Hang on. You're Nick Godfrey.
Hey, David.
What are you doing here?
I'm William Shatner's butler.
I see. Should I bother asking for an explanation, or should we just skip over this one?
Oh, I can assure you, the gripping tale of how I came to be William Shatner's butler is a veritable yarn of epic proportions. But since I believe Mr. Shatner's waiting for you, we'll have to save that story for another time. Another show.
Right.
Please, follow me. Mr. Shatner's just through there, in the drawing room. Good luck.
Thank you, Godfrey. Hello, I assume you're William Shatner?
Yes, you're quite right.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much for agreeing to an interview.
Do you have a first name?
Oh, please forgive me. I'm David M. Green.
Mr. Cochran?
No, it's Green.
Zephram Cochran?
No, I'm David M. Green.
You're talking nonsense. I don't understand it.
I'm David M. Green. David M. Green from Radio Adelaide?
Explain.
I sent you a letter requesting an interview, remember? And you sent me a letter back asking me to come here to your house in Hollywood?
Yes, you're quite right.
Although I didn't quite understand this part of the letter here, where you're asking about my experience with pest extermination equipment.
We're short of tools.
Okay, well, I brought this crossbow, if that's any help. Well, it was quite an effort getting through customs with that hidden in my colon.
Explain.
Well, I'd rather not. So, do you have some sort of pest problem in your basement or something?
Something killed 3 women.
Really? What do you mean, something?
Some kind of creature.
So you thought that my experience with basements, even though I don't personally have one, could be used to help you get to the bottom of your case of the 3 murdered women?
Yes, you're quite right.
May I ask why you had 3 women in your basement?
What gives you the right?
Sorry, cultural differences, obviously. I'll just mind my own business.
Why? Are you afraid of retribution? Does your personal freedom mean so little to you? All I understand is that you apparently don't have the backbone to stand up and fight and protect the ones you love.
Okay, so let's take a look at the old basement.
All right, let's go find out what it is. Set your phasers on Force 3 to kill.
I don't have a phaser, and I'm pretty sure they don't exist.
We're looking for some kind of creature, and we already know it will kill.
Where's that music coming from?
Well, get on with it, man. Just don't stand there.
Sorry. All right. Let's go. So, you have no idea what this creature is?
Whatever it is, it moves like a cat.
Could it possibly be a cat?
Where are those faces?
Like I said, I don't think they...
We're looking for some kind of creature. Creature without form. That feeds on horror and fear. That must assume a physical shape to kill.
What?
Well, Mr. Spock, it seems it's up to you and me.
I'm not Mr. Spock.
Mr. Cochran.
No, I... What the hell is that?
I'm gonna ram her right down that thing's throat.
Okay, are you sure you don't want to just go back into the drawing room and tell me about your years playing T.J. Hooker?
I'm used to the idea of dying, but I have no desire to die for the likes of you.
All right, then. I'll lead the way, then. Shall I? Okay. So, Bill, I was watching The Twilight Zone on YouTube recently, and I noticed you're in that episode where the gremlin's on the side of the plane.
Well, get on with it, man. Just don't stand there.
Have you tried communicating with this creature?
You're quite right. I think it's time we did a little simple and plain communicating.
Oh, thank God. Hang on, I'm coming back up. Oh. Wait, what's that there?
There are certain universal ideas and concepts common to all intelligent life. This device instantaneously compares the frequency of brainwave patterns, selects those ideas and concepts it recognizes, and then provides the necessary grammar.
You mean that's a universal translator?
Not 100% efficient, of course, but nothing ever is.
Indeed. Well, why don't you try talking to the creature?
You have a lot to learn, sir.
Sorry?
And if I know the Klingons, you'll be learning it the hard way.
What?
And if there's a Klingon down here, there might be a Klingon ship up there somewhere.
Klingons aren't real, Mr. Shatner. They're made-up aliens from the Star Trek TV series. Alright, whatever. Try reasoning with the creature if you like. I'm calling a cab.
Creature, I must get you to reconsider. We can be of immense help to you. In addition to military aid, we can send you specialists, technicians. We can show you how to feed 1,000 people. We're one who's fed before. We can help you build schools, educate the young in the latest technological and scientific skill. All we ask in return is that you let us help you. Now.
Yes, sir, could I have a cab, please? I'm at William Shatner's house. Yeah, he is, actually. Yeah, some kind of creature, apparently. Okay, thanks.
What the hell was that?
What was it?
I...
Answer me.
I don't know. I just saw something scurry across the floor. It ran around the corner there.
What does it look like?
Well,
Well, what is it? An alien ship? Or is it alive? Or is...
It looked like a human hand.
I don't understand it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Shatner. That's all I can tell you about it. Do you think this hand could be what killed those three women in your basement?
Excuse me, Mr. Green. Your taxi has arrived.
Thank you, Nick. I suppose I better go. Thanks for the interview, Mr. Shatner.
Mr. Cochran.
No, yeah, sure. But what about your creature?
The world that he knew is shattered. His black mood of despair is deepened by his inability to act, to do something to change the situation. Now he ponders whether to continue living or to take his own life. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die. To sleep. No more.
No, wait! There it is! Ah! My hand!
Oh, sorry, Nick. Sorry, your hand kind of looked like the creature.
Oh, the pain! What are you talking about?
Oh, wait, hang on. Oh, there's the creature there. Ah, it's just a starfish.
A starfish looks nothing like a hand. It's not even a creature, you idiot! A starfish can't kill three women!
Well, then I guess there is no creature! How about that? So, let's just put this whole silly thing behind us and get on with our lives.
Wrong again, David. I'm the creature.
What?
Yes, you're quite right.
And now, we're going to fight to the death!
I've seen this on TV somewhere before. Hi, I'm Radio's David M. Green, and I've chosen to exercise my executive hosting power to step in and put a stop to this sketch before it gets too ridiculous. I know it's probably too late. I would have been here sooner, but I was distracted by my synthesizer. Speaking of which, take it away, Mr.